A man named Wendell Berry is one of my favorite poets, and apparently, oddly, he is the favorite poet of many Episcopal priests. There's a game called Lent Bingo, where one of the squares that you get to check off is the priest uses Wendell Berry in a sermon. So if you're playing bingo, you can check that square off. But Wendell Berry wrote this about poetry. He said, "Any poem exists literally by recalling past voices into presence. Poetry can be written only because it has been written. Past voices are convoked to be changed little or much by the addition of another voice." The poetry we have written together with centuries worth of believers is the story that we begin to tell today on Palm Sunday, and we will tell again in several pieces in a progression during this Holy Week. We will have Eucharists Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, but then on Thursday we observe Maundy Thursday, then Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and we come to Easter. And we tell this story that is poetry to us in a way, but is difficult poetry. Like many writing experiences, we think we know where the lines are going, but we end up somewhere completely different, especially on Palm Sunday. This is a strange day in the church year. It begins with celebration, and it ends with crucifixion, and it tells much of the story that we will retell this week. This dark poetry of Palm Sunday reminds us not to rely on external events or persons or forces to define us. It reminds us not to rely even on ourselves, for we can, in the blink of an eye, go from saying Hosanna to crucify him. Life often goes as this story goes. Things go well, and we have our entrance into Jerusalem that is joyful. And then suddenly everything becomes terrifying again. We go along feeling joy, feeling successful and fulfilled, but then something happens. Today we have seen the human heart run the range of emotion from elation to violence, from Hosanna to crucify him. That progression from a triumphal parade to a cruel crucifixion must have confounded the people there, seeing the crowd go from celebration to disbelief and horror. And this story, as we tell it today and throughout the week, always makes me wonder, can the poetry of holiness and heaven come from people who are so quick to turn against one another, so quick to victimize another human being? Today on Palm Sunday and for this Holy Week, I invite you to be present in all of the confusion and the introspection, the sorrow and the joy that we will experience this week. I invite you to be present to help write lines of poetry that will determine how the next generation reads this story and how they choose to add to its poetry. But don't fast forward to Easter morning. Be with us this week. Be with those people who saw this story from the other side of the cross. Be with those who thought they showed up to see something glorious and left in disbelief and dismay. Be with Jesus this week in his full humanity, in his fear, his confusion, his desperate attempt to trust God the Father. Let your ideas of power, of the Messiah, be pushed to the limit as they were for those people, to that place of wondering what went wrong. After all, don't you sometimes wonder now? If God is loving and in control, don't you wonder sometimes how our world can be in such a frightening state? And yet God assures us that that ours is among the voices writing poetry of holiness, poetry of heaven. But can we believe it? Can any poetic ending come from such a god-awful beginning? Can even a shred of beautiful poetry come from something that starts like this? Amen.